What is this?
No, that would be Thor.
No, this Optimus Prime head.
That is totally a thing that you can put on your Christmas tree.
For if you want to make your Christmas tree boring?
I guess. Yeah, I mean, look at his eyes. He looks like he's about to doze off.
I'm just going to take a nap for a few moments. Wake me when the presents are finished being opened.
Optimus Prime, the sleepy grandfather.
Totally.
I kind of imagine that's how Colin records the lines now, too.
Totally. No, what?
Just put like a rocking chair in the recording booth.
Man, he's an emotional dude, though, let me tell you. Like, when I met him, like, at BotCon, I mean, I wasn't trying to be, like, all, you know, touchy-feely. I was just like, you know, hey, I really appreciate what you did. Transformers has been a big influence on my life, you know? And he was like, oh, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. That was just, and I, like, teared up. I was like, Peter, so it's okay,
he
bro.
He felt really sad for you, JD.
He probably It's like, no, it's okay. I'm married. I get laid. It's okay. It's okay.
He was thinking, this beard is what I've left my legacy to.
Oh, God.
This man with his inverted pompadour.
Oh, it is an inverted pompadour. That's awesome. Oh, now I am like Gintaro.
Boost up for Buster.
Cuddle. This is superhero time with XV.
That's never gonna stand up in court.
Hey, Mickey.
Seriously, I don't understand you straight people.
Paladin.
You want to wipe that up so I can get on with this?
JD Church.
I mean, that's cool and all, but it's not the same as bombing people to death.
And Fort Max.
The most popular podcast about the Human Centipede home game.
So, this week on Superhero Time, where has JD's underwear been?
Where hasn't it been?
Totally. It's such a whore.
Speaking of which, Ken's not with us this week.
What up, whore?
He's on Twitter.
What's up with that? Just because you're on vacation.
He's the lucky one.
Doesn't mean you get to take a week off the show.
Actually, Ken appears to have stopped being on Twitter since me and Fort Max started harassing him.
Yeah, He's like, oh, I got a thing I gotta do. Run away!
Oh, that's right, JD, you're not doing your accent.
Oh, damn. I don't want to do that accent.
Oh, well, just restart.
No.
So, this week on Superhero Time, where's JD's underwear been?
No.
You're no fun anymore.
That's what the underpants said, too.
I will do it. I will do it as an accent for at some parts, but I am not going to let this monster get away from me.
It's too late for that.
I have to do it the whole damn time.
No, look, we've already had requests on Twitter for you to perform in more accents.
I can do more accents. That's fine. But I'm not going to, like, do it the whole time.
Sure you will.
No.
You're just not fun at all.
Yes, I don't want to run a good joke into the ground. I'm sorry.
What show do you think you're on? Paladin, do we run jokes into the ground on this show?
You have jokes on this show?
Exactly!
I'm going to beat the ground with a dead horse.
So anyway, yeah, Ken's not with us this week.
So we'll beat that dead horse next week.
I think he's gone next week, too.
Damn it.
One of these weeks, then.
Sooner or later. Who the hell even knows? So, do we have, like, news or things?
Yes. Lots of figures.
All of a sudden, Bandai has started caring about Kamen Rider Blade again.
What the hell?
What do you mean, again?
Exactly.
That implies they cared about it ever.
Well, they didn't make it, so
They probably cared about it when it was airing.
That's not the impression I get.
Should we care about Blade now?
I don't know. I haven't been motivated to watch it.
Maybe you should. If there is encodes better than TV Nihons.
And I don't think anyone else has done it, has they?
Fort Max?
We have Roz.
Oh. It's a step in the right direction. It's a step in the right direction.
You watch the Roz, you'll probably understand exactly as much as the show as you would from watching the TV Nihon subs.
For a change?
Possibly you'll even understand it more than from watching the TVN subs.
Blade's not a bad show, and if it could be subbed well, it'd be worth watching. As long as you don't mind sitting and blowing through the first dozen or so episodes all at once.
Because nothing of consequence or value happens in any of them, right?
It's a little bit of a slow start.
I can tell you this, Blade is the most terrible character in Batroid War.
Well, I'm not surprised by that. Blade kind of sucked until
almost.
He got his upgrade.
Beast is even worse.
Mm.
Oh, big surprise there, too.
Yeah, Blade was kind of useless before he got his upgrades. And then he was amazingly overpowered.
And at least one of those upgrades is now Tamashii Web exclusive.
That's kind of weird, too.
Yes.
Also,
it
we have...
look well for the others, too.
We also have renewal versions of Deno, Black,
Shadow Moon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Battle Hopper, and we're also getting Road Sector.
Road Sector.
Yeah.
And Kabuto,
yes.
Yet again.
Yeah, more Kabuto. Woohoo!
Let's see, this is what, the sixth or seventh rerun of Kabuto?
It's,
probably.
Well,
yeah, but this is the new body.
These are based
it?
On the more modern figure art bodies rather than the very early ones.
Yeah, this is the new body, so it's like, yeah, buddy.
Well, is the Deno a refresh or is it just a re-release?
Well, Deno just came out less than a year ago, didn't it? So
I think that's why Mickey's asking. And the answer seems to be nobody knows.
And they also have with some new blank versions of the body with well, Hibiki stuff.
Ooh.
And Kiva, but nobody cares. In the meantime, we did see full pictures of Kamen Rider Garen, a teaser for Kamen Rider Chalice, and Figo Arts Kamen Rider Z-Cross.
Yeah, I think we saw the back of Chalice in one picture.
And the bikes for Blade and Garen.
Okay, who's buzzing?
Who do you think?
Yeah, really.
You. It's you. It's you.
Yeah, Fort Max, you're buzzing.
So yay, Figuarts that I don't think any of us want.
So I was entertained by Figuarts Blade when I saw that the cards for the Rouser are all little stickers you have to apply.
Well, that makes more sense than the tiny Gaia memories or anything.
Still, can you imagine... Can you imagine the tedium with tweezers, a magnifying glass, and holding your breath, trying to get those all on there, right?
I think that sounds kind of fun, actually. But again, I've always liked stickers, so...
Okay, well, tell you what, Mickey. When I get a Metroplex, I'm going to take it to you and let you decorate it for me.
Yeah, I would honestly be happy to do that, because I fucking love putting stickers on things.
I was actually,
I'm still, like, 7 years old.
I was actually thinking about getting you to just paint on the areas of solid color that are done in stickers.
Well, we did put them in the tub first to wash off the mold release oils.
Well, as long as the cat hasn't shit in there lately, I don't see that being a problem.
I just don't know if there's room in the tub.
Well, you can wash it. You can wash a small child in your tub, right?
I would not know.
Oh.
You could drown one, I know that.
That's probably good.
Oh.
That's totally going to be part of the show notes.
That's awful.
In the news this week, can Mickey's tub drown a small child?
The answer may surprise you.
Oh, bro. Oh, on the timing. Oh, yes. That was brilliant. That has to be in the intro. You have to just take that little part and clip it right in, because that is too badass. Oh, shit. Jesus Christ. Oh.
JD's on the good medication this week.
Woo!
There's nothing funnier than newscaster humor. That's why we're being a second anchorman. Not because the Lord hates us.
BS stickers, hate them.
Love them. They're great.
Send Kamen Rider Blade to Giga and see how he reacts to it.
He'd probably take photos of it.
Yeah, I mean, what kind of reaction is he supposed to have to it?
I don't know. See if any of the stickers get screwed up in the photos.
Oh. Yeah, I wonder how obsessive Giga would be over stickering something.
He'd just have V3 do it.
But it'd be stickers from some completely unrelated toy.
The Autobot symbols.
That would actually improve Kamen Rider Blade, I think.
So, I saw the pictures of the new versions of Tamashii stages coming out, like the stairs and the crater.
I haven't seen those.
Well, somebody get that for Mickey to look at.
Perform for me, monkeys.
Well, in addition to just the new Kamen Rider renewals coming out, we also have almost all of the Hurricane jerseys now. It looks like Hurricane Blue and Yellow will be in a 2-pack, while the Go-Ragers will be in another 2-pack in this December.
What are they going to do with Shurikanger?
I don't know. He's not on display yet.
Various parts of him will come with the figure arts for the Rangers and other actors who portrayed his disguises. Like, you'll have a part of it with the Gavon, you'll have a part of it with the Red Racer.
And there's like 85 parts in the figure arts. Can you imagine how long it's going to take to assemble a Shurikanger?
He could be his own 2-pack, you know, one with the armor, one without.
That would be very SIC of them, wouldn't it?
A little bit.
These stairs are kind of amazing.
Yeah, can you imagine what's going to happen when Gigabeetle gets some of those?
He's already obscenely pretty.
You can probably build the old outdoor stage that they did the stage shows on.
That they filmed 2 or 3 episodes of series on?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Except these don't curve, so that might not quite work.
Of course, the problem with these stairs is... It looks like you've got to put the regular Tamashii base behind them just to hold the figures up. So they kind of really don't do anything aside from these stairs.
That's the whole point.
They're stairs.
But they should have plugs in the bottom of them so you can like plug the stand straight into the stair.
But then there would be holes in the stairs.
Probably go out and buy stairs cheaper than import them. Yeah.
Now, of course, the other thing they'd be missing is the giant puppet robots.
What, Fort Max?
These also would be missing the giant puppet robots from the stage shows.
Oh, well. Okay.
These fire effects are kind of awesome, actually.
So now I'm just waiting for where we're going to see Garen's special Tamashii stage, which would be Act Vat of Seaweed.
And, of course, also we have a Kiaxa glow stage.
Kaiza.
Which nobody got a chance to buy because nobody wanted the Fize stage.
Now, isn't Bluefin selling that Fize stage at Comic-Con?
They might be. I haven't seen that part. Or don't remember that part, at least.
Because I think that was part of their, you know, batch of things they tweeted sometime back. So if that's the case, I wonder if they're going to be handling Kaiza somehow.
Would they be able to? Have they done any other Fize releases?
Well, if they're doing the Fize thing for Comic-Con, yes.
But would anyone actually want more Fize releases?
No!
Well, there you go.
Forbidden.
That's Fize, all right.
That was actually Hibiki.
Is that a complete breakout tree for, like, the parts for a figure art?
Possibly.
What the hell is that? No, it's something else. I don't know what it is, though. That's weird. Whatever.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay.
So, what's special about this new figure arts body they're showing off?
It's new.
Badass.
They can charge you more for it.
It's got a different leg. It's got a different hip, it looks like.
So it might be slightly more poseable that way.
How could you get more poseable than a standard figure art's hip?
Well, because the hips that are on the figure art now are like an inset. So the hip on the sides is like it's angled towards the middle, down and towards the middle. Whereas on these bodies, it looks like it's an actual rotating hip joint, like at the where there's actually a ball joint that goes into the hip, and then the leg attaches into that. So you can actually get more range. That's why they're showing that Kabuto figure doing that high kick, because I think it's a little bit harder to get a regular Figuart to do that because you get collision in the hip socket.
Yep, I'm further down on the page that I linked. They have just the plain blank bodies of them.
And you can see that hip joint a lot better. And that's the big thing to me. I mean, the big difference that I'm interested in on it, because that does look like you can get a lot more poseability, especially if they put the armor, you know, if you use armor or the whatever, you know, whatever pieces, bits, you know, add on to it, you should be able to get more movement out of it. I mean, just like I said, that Kabuto pose is great. I mean, it's a perfect example of what you can do with the body.
Not really. It's Kabuto.
Shut up. I love Kabuto.
Well, at least up until the last 12 or so episodes.
No, I love it all.
Look, Wingus, let us explain to you why you don't love it.
No, I will. I refuse. I refuse to allow you all to make me not like Kabuto, because I like it just fine.
But the problem is, you're wrong.
I don't care.
It's kind of like the thing with Movie War Core.
No, that's completely different. I actually do want to watch it.
Well, it's not different at all because you're wrong. You don't actually want to watch it.
I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this. I'm not playing this game. It's not going to happen. No.
Look, we're just here trying to help you.
No, you're not. You're trying to destroy me.
How is that not helping?
Help us help you.
No.
You must be great in therapy.
I am awesome in therapy.
Well, this is like, you know, writer therapy.
This is like, no. This is like some sort of twisted intervention where you're trying to get me to hate something that I love, and I refuse.
But what you love is killing you.
No, it isn't. I am just fine. I feel very good liking Kabuto and wanting to watch War Core.
I know you think you do, but you're mistaken.
This conversation is dull.
Yes.
Yeah,
it is.
A little bit.
Okay, back on to other stuff in the news.
Yeah.
Please.
Guess what? There's more Gaia memories coming out.
Woo!
Hooray!
Yay!
Like a bunch of new Dope Hunt memories.
Really?
All the ones that were never actually used in the show.
Oh.
These so far is.
I assume
Weenie,
these are from the Cyclone
Zero,
novel.
Zoo. Ape, dolphin, flower, elephant, and Ammonite.
Ammonite? What the
fuck? Does it evolve into Amistar?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes, it does.
That's ominous.
But that set doesn't have a price yet, unfortunately.
$399.
When are we getting those, the ones, the rider ones that they were showing?
I don't know if those had a release date.
Weren't
this
those
set
like
doesn't either? So
weren't
maybe
those like
too
capsule
much
memories?
Yeah, they are. But that's what I'm saying. You know, when are those going to be in machines so that I can send my buddy to go get me some?
That's a wonderful use of your resources, time,
isn't it? Hey, dude, here's $20. I need to go down and get me a bunch of fucking Gaia memories.
Well, those are probably like $5 or $6 each in the machine.
No, they're not that much.
Yeah, they got
a thunderstorm rolling through here, so if I disappear, that's probably why.
The capsule machines can be all different prices.
Yeah, but I didn't think they were that much. I thought they were just a few bucks each.
Well, you know, the capsule machines that spit out Xboxes, you know, those are even more than $5. Well,
yeah, I know that. Thank you for pointing that bit out, you know, but just saying.
Because, you know,
once
they
again,
have to,
you're wrong.
They have to put Xboxes in capsule machines because nobody in Japan wants to buy them from a store.
Totally.
But why would they carry them to once they want it? They don't have enough room to store one.
Yeah, really. Where are they going to put that in their, like, closet?
Well, you know, they'll just take it home and take photos of it and then sell it to Mandarake for half value.
I have this other friend that lives out there in Japan, and I was trying to get her to tell me how big her apartment is, and she was like, well, it's so many mats. I'm like, okay, yes, but translate it for me. Like, how much is that in feet? I don't know how much a foot is. Oh, my God.
Centimeters,
how much
then?
Your feet. Make it that simple.
Mm. Anyway, she's useless.
Which means she's not getting you shit, right?
No. No, not her. I got another buddy. Dak. Mike. Mike.
Is he going to get stepped on by a walker?
You remember Dak, don't you, XV? He was on ACC back in the day. Dak Rowland?
Sure.
I recognize the name.
Thank you, Fort Max. See, Fort Max remembers.
But I actually meant that I did remember.
Oh, okay.
And we believed you.
I didn't.
JD,
sure we did.
I never believe XV.
No, JD, you want to know how my memory is for ATT names?
Scary?
Yeah, but the specific example I was going to use is when Kilby one day told me what Triplett's ATT handle was, I was like, oh yeah, I remember him. And then Kilby said he only posted like 5 times ever, but I still clearly remember Hitman Pez.
Wow.
What was it?
I can't remember.
Hitman Pez.
Oh, yeah. Well, how could you forget a name like that?
Well,
somewhere on the RFC page is the archived version of the ATT Who's Who. I don't know where it is on here, but it's in here somewhere.
Brian probably took it down.
I bet you weren't either.
Yeah, because you only joined AllSpark in 2005.
But I was on ATT back in the 90s.
Oh, what name did you use?
Elegy Dirge.
No, sorry, don't remember.
No.
Yeah.
So, you weren't really on there, were you?
I made a handful of posts. I had an icon page.
Oh, okay, JD, you might want to check out what Ken just tweeted.
Yeah, I'm looking at that now.
For the record, for our listeners, Ken has just confirmed for us via Twitter that JD is wrong about Movie War Core.
So he can't be on the show, but on Twitter he can tell me I'm wrong. You, Ken.
And now JD is channeling Giga Beetle.
Well, no, if that was the case, he'd be saying, Ken, you know.
Ken, you know. God, what a dick.
So, anyway.
Let's see, back to the news. This week we also finally got a release date for the second half of Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad on DVD.
Oh, we do? Oh,
yes. Good. The second volume will be out on October 1st, contain the final 25 episodes for $12.98.
Isn't that more than the first volume cost?
Well, that's the same price.
Wait a minute.
Amazon just discounted the first volume right away.
That was amazing. I just heard surprise and interest in Fort Max's voice. That may be the first time I've ever heard
that. You know why that was, JD? Paladin was telling Fort Max something he didn't already know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's incredible. This is a momentous occasion.
Paladin, you learned something before Fort Max did.
That was incredible. I have never heard that level of excitement and interest out of like, 2 words of Fort Max. So it's like, he was almost giddy. Like, almost. Very close. That was amazing. I made my day.
I think Paladin just got electrocuted.
I think so.
No, not yet.
I wonder if that would be more or less alarming than that time we were listening to the tornado blow you away, JD.
That was also epic.
Bliss.
Oh my god, you guys are blowing up my Twitter. Shut up. God. And you got secret code in on this. Jesus Christ.
Well, no, he brought himself into this. None of us conferenced him in directly.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you got people piling on now. What the hell?
We're superhero time.
God.
We're Superhero Time, the podcast that killed Fanboy Versus.
Okay, at least he's got my back, so.
So is there any more news?
Well, there is something to speculate about. This past week, Toei re-registered a trademark for the name Kamen no Rider.
Yeah, I heard about this.
Which was Orida, a parody skit they like did potatoes? Back in the 80s or so. So a lot of people are thinking they will see the Kamen Rider version of Akiba Ranger sometime in the future.
That could be epic. Or it could be awful, but it could be epic.
Or it could go horribly, horribly wrong.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about
it... Or it could develop into nothing, like Saban did with its trademarks.
Yeah, it could just
Hooray,
be...
Hooray, Power Rider,
Rider everyone.
Man, I am such... you know, it's like I've been on this show for over a year, though, and there are... You know, I'm not... I don't... Obviously, I don't know a ton. I mean, we demonstrate that a lot. I feel like, you know, I'm learning and I'm doing pretty well, and then, like, I get a wild hair and look something up, and then I feel really stupid. So... I, like, this weekend looked up Hate Saburo on the Ranger wiki, and I was like, oh, I'm stupid. Not really, but, I mean, it was just, like, funny. Like, oh, that's a whole new level of that joke. That's funny. Damn. Because he's not real. That's what I'm saying.
He's not?
No.
Nothing is real.
No. No, Hate Saburo is not a real dude. It's a pen name that Toei uses because it's a collaborative creation. So they didn't really – it's just a name they put on stuff.
That's why he has no face in Akiba Ranger.
Right. That's why he's not an actual person in Akiba Ranger. It's because he isn't an actual person.
He could be.
Well, but, yes. Yes, he could be in that he is multiple real people. All at once.
Right.
Well, or there could be a little bit of Hate Saburo in all of us.
I think that...
I mean, that's a perfectly valid philosophical point of view. I mean, I'm totally with you on that one. What? JD?
I was saying, I think that's a perfectly valid philosophical point. That within all of
I
us...
I just said that.
...is a little bit of Hate Saburo. Now I'm very disappointed in this Veer figure that I have. It's very sad. Anyway.
Because you see how much better the Hasbro Swerve is?
Pretty much.
That was announced while you were waiting for your Veer to arrive in the mail?
Yes. Yes.
Remember that
Kilby almost bought the...
I was going to say, it's just like that, except less money was involved.
Except I was already committed to this one. Yep. And it keeps sitting here, and it keeps not getting better.
You know, JD, I'll give you $10 for it.
It keeps being really... Hell no. It keeps being really big. I think what I'm going to do, though, is I might go on eBay and see if I can find one of the Optimus Prime rifles from...
Are you going to make up my first blaster?
Yes, that's what I'm thinking. I want to use the Energon rifle from Optimus Prime. And then put some add-on bits on it and make a My First Rifle. That should work for this figure. That should be about the right size.
What are you talking about now?
Is
this a comic reference I haven't got to yet?
Yes.
No. Well, yes. Yes, it is. Oh, my God.
It is because you only read through the trades.
Right.
Yeah, it just had, it was just in the last issue.
There's a new one out this week, by the way.
The trade? Excellent.
I am like, you
if
know,
only
I'm like,
I had money.
I'm well, 2 weeks behind on comics. For 2 weeks, I have not picked up comics.
Well, maybe you should have had a podcast.
I did have a podcast, and someone...
It was a completely failed podcast.
Someone destroyed all of the joy I had for it. Now it's on sabbatical.
You know, JD, the next time I go visit Mickey, he and I are going to have so much fun sitting around talking about how I destroyed Fanboy Versus.
That's great.
Yep.
That's good. Maybe you could destroy this show next.
What's there to destroy?
Fair point.
You cannot kill that which is already dead.
You know, my wife just went to the store, and she's going to hear this later, by the way. She just went to the store, and she left the TV on and loud. What the hell?
But didn't she do that like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and you complained
about
it then, too?
Yes, she did the exact f***ing same thing. Now, mind
maybe,
you,
maybe
if,
a message.
If I leave and leave the TV on, she freaks, you know. I love you, honey, but...
God damn. You make her listen to the show?
I don't make... She started spontaneously listening to it again, which is cool.
She's
me.
Checking up on you, making sure you're not talking shit about her.
Probably. I know. So I just talk shit about
She's
her.
She's a wise woman.
I need to go back through my archives and get some of the shit you talked about her that I haven't put in yet while she wasn't listening.
There you go. Thanks, XP. Appreciate that.
But see, it's perfect because I don't even actually have to do that. When she listens to this and finds out there is such an archive,
it will serve the,
yeah, it'll yeah. serve the same purpose
yeah.
as if I actually put the work in.
Thanks, XP.
We're the best friends.
That's what friends are for. In good times.
Your marriage.
Bad times. Posted on your porch forevermore. That's what friends are for. Shit on your porch.
Did you say shit on your porch?
Yes.
I said shit on
what
your
porch. What else would he say?
Well, it is JD. All comments must be at least 20% shit by volume.
Totally.
Speaking of shit by volume, this week we got price details for Bandai San Diego Comic-Con exclusives.
Oof.
Well, Ooh. go ahead and spread that one out.
The Golden Legacy Morpher is $100.
That's not that bad.
No, but the next one's better.
The Golden Gosei Morpher is $50.
I understand no one wants it.
It's literally not worth the gold it's made out of.
It's only 20 bucks more than retail. It's only 10 bucks more than retail in some places.
And the Green Dragon Ranger with the coin is $25.
I'm not certain this is a great understanding of their product or a poor understanding of their product.
Yeah. Cause
I
like,
admit, the Golden Legacy Morpher is a lot lower in price than I first estimated.
Yeah, see, the Legacy Morpher is
it's
a good understanding.
Nobody will be able to get one, but still.
It's a good understanding of the product and the market to aim it at. The Gosei Morpher and the Special Green Ranger are the opposite.
Well, that Green Ranger comes with the Power Coin, so...
Right, but it's a Power Coin that only a very small subset of people within the range of people who have or want the Legacy Morpher would desire. You see, so it's a narrowing focus.
It's all based upon the assumption that the people who do want it will be at Comic-Con to buy it.
Whatever.
Pretty
it's
much.
Because a lot of them will be.
Because, you know, unlike the stuff Hasbro sells, they don't have an automatic outlet for the leftovers.
And by automatic, you mean they don't have any outlet at all.
Well, okay.
It's called eBay.
Well, occasionally...
It's called Ross.
Occasionally, like, Amazon will have somebody there to act as a buyer for whatever doesn't sell. And then it will go up on Amazon at some point. They've done that with Bluefin, too. But there's no guarantee on any given year that will happen. Which, I mean, that's just kind of the way Bandai works.
Poorly?
They make it up as they go along. Or in the case of how the Gundam line was handled in the U.S., the people in Japan were making it up as they went along. And not understanding why Gundam wasn't as popular in the U.S. as it is in Japan. True story.
Does anyone understand that?
What?
Does anyone care?
No.
What?
Exactly. But anyway, San Diego Comic-Con is this weekend. There may be new stuff revealed, but probably not. Tune in next week to find out.
Well, tune in this Saturday to a special episode of Radio Free Cybertron.
Woohoo! And not of Fanboy Versus.
Well, it wouldn't be Fanboy Versus anyway because it's Saturday and not Sunday.
Yeah, but normally it's like a Fanboy... Never mind. Why am I even bothering?
But yeah, definitely don't tune in this weekend for Fanboy Versus in any case.
Right, because we won't
It
be
won't
there.
Be there.
No.
Because I destroyed it.
Something like that.
So, do we have Indeed. Any more news?
I think that's it, finally.
Wow.
Okay. Well, we only have one weekly to talk about this week, because, you know, Kiba Ranger ended. And nobody well, I liked
know nobody else here cares, but Kyoru Violet is kind of fucking awesome.
I can't wait to see it. I saw that the sub is up now, so.
Yeah. Did everyone see the henshin sequence for Violet?
No.
No. All right, fine. Let's kill some time here.
But what if we run out of time to kill?
There is always time to kill.
This is almost 3 minutes long.
Oh, these are the earth-destroying things? Okay. Yeah. This is a really long minute. Oh, shit.
That thing looked like a shotgun.
That's awesome.
That's the combo weapon.
Yeah, that's the combo when you put them both together. Whoa.
You know, I can kind of get behind a henshin shotgun.
Oh my god! Wow. Wow. That's incredible.
I don't see how it's all that different from a regular henshin in the show.
It's because it's a really old dude.
Including one of too many.
Okay, I've lost interest now.
Oh my god. This is amazing. I can't wait.
JD is not always wrong.
Oh, I can't wait to watch this episode.
The thing is, though, Paladin, since you said that, that means he is always wrong because you're always wrong.
Yeah, I think that's...
Paladin, you really need to think these things through more carefully.
Wow. That's incredible. Oh, okay, I can't wait to watch that. Sorry. I mean, I'm not sorry that I like it. I'm sorry that you guys are assholes. Anyway.
What's amazing to me watching that clip is that even this far in, I still lost interest in Kyuryuger exactly as fast as I did at the start of the series.
Man. You guys are just bitter because GoBusters ended.
And why shouldn't we be?
Well, they all have to end.
No, they don't. Okay. Look at the Kiba Ranger. It just keeps going and going for 13 weeks of a year.
And gradually decreasing in quality.
Look, that's not the point.
That is totally the point.
No, the
Why
point
can't it just start at poor quality, like, you know, Kyuryuger?
Aww.
No, you have to start at a climax.
Or as Saju. I did watch the first two episodes of that.
How'd that
Give
do
it
for
about
you?
Episode 8.
I like it so far. I'm like, wow, that dude is like the worst like base rider ever. It's really good that the Majin like possess him because then he would be awful otherwise.
Yutaro is a passive aggressive piece of shit.
The first 10 episodes about Dino are all about introducing new character after new character after new character.
Well, I could see that. But man,
once everybody's there, then the show can actually start, you know, telling stories.
But, I mean, I like it so far. The first two was actually a strong start, so I like it. And this did come. This came right after Kabuto?
Yes.
Yes.
That's awesome. Talk about going into...
Right on going.
And then Kiva was next year.
Oh, God. Well, that's too bad. I mean, that's like... It's pretty awesome, because that's like a nice, strong follow-up to Kabuto, and then it's like... Then you go Kiva, and like, oh, well...
And then you get Decade.
See, Deno was a good, strong follow-up to Kabuto. Deno was really popular, so they tried to emulate aspects of Deno and Kiva, and then Kiva turned bad.
Yeah, because that's a bad, bad idea. Kiva is just a bad idea. Like, I did watch the first, I think, two episodes of that, and it was confusing as all f***. I don't know what that was.
In no way.
Oh, well, yes.
That it was. Okay, so I guess we will talk about Garo. JD, yes. You're kind of throwing me with the silence there.
Oh, I'm supposed to do that.
Well, no, I mean, you do the thing you do every time I say Garo.
Oh, I'm supposed to... I'm sorry. Set me up again.
No, it's too late. It's ruined now.
Oh, okay.
JD, what you need to do is learn a couple lines from the new theme song.
Oh, God.
And then, every week, sing them with
Spanish.
If we can't
give accents, we can give someone singing.
It's No. Paladin, just give me a chance here. You learn a couple lines from the song, then every week you sing them with a Spanish accent.
Ah, okay.
Sing Spanish. In Japanese with a Spanish accent.
Sing in Japanese with a Spanish accent. This has just the right flavor of racism to be intriguing. So,
just channel Ramirez.
Anky dong! oh, God.
But, yeah, if you want to do the summary, you can go ahead.
I could go ahead and do that, too. All right. Let's see. So, let's see. Was I going to – I don't know if I can – I need some more work on Dawn. I was going to try to do Dawn this week. And I don't know why I was going to try and do Dawn, and I don't – it keeps turning into George W., and that's not
– See, I'm hearing Jim Neighbors.
Yeah, there's that too. So that's what
which,
I'm saying.
Which is not,
what
not
I need to do
bad.
Is I need to like get some recordings of Dawn and like play them a few times, and I can get it. If I'm like last week, like when I was on RFC, I had him for a minute there. It was pretty good. But I'm gonna have to work on Dawn. So do we have any requests? Then not country because that's too close to what I do anyway. So that's just like my. Regular voice.
Can you do a New York accent?
Can I do a New York accent? I can, that, but it's gonna like vast.
It's a little
much
a little
like
Boston.
Much like the European various. It's gonna like vacillate between all kinds of things. I have no idea. No, what am I doing? No.
Okay, so you know what? Why don't we just set the accent thing aside for this week? You can practice in between and
I'll get some stuff ready. And,
yeah, you know, prepare a repertoire for next time.
I don't know why I was not prepared for this week, but anyway. All right. So Garo, yes. Anyway, the lovers are in the cemetery. Lovers, that was a joke. Anyway, they're hanging out in the cemetery because they're looking for the hyena. What's the hyena? Well, they don't know either. But it's
some weird ass cemetery.
Yeah, it is a fucking creepy cemetery, is it not? It's all like in a circle and shit.
Well, we've noticed before that there are a lot of fucking dead people in this town, so I guess they need a big ass cemetery.
God, it is, man. It's like an epic amphitheater. It is like a theater, really. I mean, that's like the whole almost setting.
I mean, it's kind of like, you know, they start from the outside and fill it in with graves, and then they decide they need more space. So they just go down a few feet and start filling in again.
Yeah. It's creepy as f*** looking. Anyway, I don't know. She says some story about some dude that hangs out in the cemetery that they call the hyena, and that's who they're looking for. And they've got the little doll spinner thing, which is also creepy as f***. And, so they find the hyena. And it turns out he's a magic horror. But they don't kill him right away. Because they want information, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, he begs him not to kill him. And then he starts totally hitting on, what is her name? Rena? Rena?
Rianne.
I was close. Rianne. Like, dirty old man style. We'll get there. Anyway, so he takes him back inside and, like, shows him his lair, for lack of a better term. Anyway, he starts babbling some nonsense.
Euphemism.
Yeah, really. he starts babbling some nonsense about, it was human, but, they turned me into a magic horror, and all I want to do is go back, you know, because you can. And they're like, no, you can't. And he's like, yeah, you totally can.
Which plays to what we've known before, that they don't know exactly where the magic horrors come from.
Right.
If they're humans that are turned into horrors, that has some horrifying implications on all the ones they've already killed horribly.
You did not just do that.
JD, it's Paladin. Of course he did.
Anyway, so this dude's creepy. He's all, like, white-faced. And he definitely has some, like, clown elements that they're going for with this because he makes weird noises every time you touch him or he touches stuff. Anyway, it's very weird.
The crap out of Rian, too.
Yeah, he does. He actually gets a full grope on, which was like, whoa. Whoa, sir.
Whoa. Well, he didn't have much to lose because odds are they were going to kill him later anyway.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm sure he figured that anyway. So, Rian leaves and leaves like a what do they call those anyway? The marker or something on him.
The NSA seal.
Yeah. Post-it note. it's a seal of some sort. And, so she goes back to the base and basically just leaves him there talking to Ryuga. And he starts talking crazy about how he had this partner and his partner betrayed him and turned him into a whore. And I don't know, Ryuga's sort of buying some of this, maybe not. I don't know. But they at least find out that he said he used to be – where did he say he used to work?
A psychiatrist from the
psychiatrist.
East
Side. Yeah, they tried to go like Hannibal with him, but whatever. Anyway.
But the extra interesting part of this is he looks at Ryuga's sword, not an unfortunate euphemism, and recognizes him as Garo.
Yeah, he does recognize him as Garo.
And then he says that he thought Garo's time was long past.
Yeah.
Which makes me regret that Ken's not here because I'm sure he'd be interested in that too.
Yeah.
It's the first real hint at continuity between previous Garo series in this, aside from, you know, the characters existing, right?
And it's the first thing that gives more than an implication that there's been some significant passage of time between this series and the previous one.
I mean, how much time? I mean, what was, like, was there any kind of time setting for the last series, or?
Not really. I would guess a few years.
Oh, okay.
Not anything super long term, just.
But Rian's pretty badass because she can use like her magic spells to search computers.
Yeah, she fires up her iPod.
Oh, that was brilliant. Yes, her iPod. She has a cauldron app on her iPod.
Or does she have an iPod app on her cauldron?
Oh, very good, sir. Yes. Anyway, and starts searching the SG-1 files and finds out that was not true or like full, like it wasn't like he wasn't in there. And he's like, oh, no, they faked it. They have the ability to do that. So and anyway, this dude's story is not checking out very well. And
he tells him this whole riddle about singing statues and violins and. The sound of the Zardoz. Violin will compel you to fight when no one else... Oh, crap.
Telling about the legend of Zardoz.
Yeah, he starts talking about that, which is that some dude is where the magic horrors come from, and his head is buried somewhere. And he's talking about the singing statues, and he says who's singing in the statues, of which we as the viewer know that's a lie, right? Because isn't it a girl that's in the statue singing? Haven't we seen this girl already?
We saw someone singing the song that Ryuga hears in the statues, but I don't think we specifically know where she was when we saw her.
I thought there was in the badass fight episode. I thought we actually saw the inside with the girl singing, and it was like a little girl. And I thought we saw that in the first episode too. I may be wrong. See, this is where Ken, why aren't you here? These are things you would know. Dude.
Ken, you know.
You know. So we could have used you for this particular...
I should have thought ahead and tried to get Gigabeetle on, because he'd be great at blaming Ken.
Yeah, I mean, that would help a lot. I mean, I'm doing okay, but, you know...
He's Giga, really dude, I'm sorry. I should have thought of you sooner.
We should have had you on to help out, because we need help ragging on Ken. Anyway... So anyway, they're like, okay, we'll send the dudes to the house to check out this story about the violin thing. And you can tell that the priest dude is like really thinking about this shit this guy's saying, because he pulls out this scroll. The hyena pulls out this scroll and he's like, oh yeah, this is only one of three in existence. And you can tell that the priest is going, oh shit, I know what he's talking about.
This does not end well for us.
Yeah. Yeah. So, so Bri's like, yeah, like just watch your backs. Okay. And so they leave and, they go to the house, and that's really creepy because like they go to grab the string of the violin out of the case. And then all of a sudden there's a chick laying on the floor, and then she like, you know, walks around and sings for a minute and then disappears. And he's like, okay, well, you've got the bowstring now. And then they get attacked by a dude, like, also out of nowhere. This episode's creepy. And, and he's like, okay, well, you've got that. Go out in the forest. And they go out in the forest and put it in a pile of rocks. And then the pile of rocks turns into, like, a bunch of fucking horrors. I don't understand what this all means, really.
Darrow is really kind of...
Yeah, it's like, I'm not sure what the point of it all was, though. I'm not sure if, like, did that open a gate or release a trap? I mean, was it just a trap in general? Anyway, they kicked their ass, so it doesn't really matter, but... Anyway, in the end, it turns out, oh my gosh, the hyena was lying, and he's a bastard. And he, like...
Would you?
Yeah, he, like, totally, like, binds Ryuga up to the wall. And, like, laughs at him. But then Ryuga's laughing, which was even creepier. Because he's like, you fail at life. And he's like, no. He's like, well, actually, because the guy, like, tried to tell him that it's like, oh, there's no way to turn a human, you know, a magic horror back into a human. And Ryuga's like, oh, no, actually, you can. Which was awesome, because he totally turned the lie on the dude.
Yeah.
And he's like, no. He's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Just take my sword over there and make a small cut in your head. This is awesome.
The sad part is he buys it.
He totally tries it out. He's like, but that's like, and that's like such a great trait of like characters like that in that sense. It's like, you know, and because Ryuga totally labels him, you know, he's like, you know, your partner turned you into a horror because he knew you were a liar and he couldn't trust you. And that's why you're stuck out here, because no one could trust you. You know, no one believed you or whatever. And so, but the trait of someone like that is that they also tend to be themselves a bit susceptible to, you know, being gullible and falling for tricks as well. And so this is exactly what Ryuga does. Like, gets him, he's like, no, make a small incision in your head. So he does that. And of course it trips that little magic thing and ends up Ryuga gets released, grabs his sword, puts on his armor. And after
shines again for a brief moment.
Yeah. And it does shine again. And after a brief bit of a fight, totally offs the dude. But, yeah, so it was pretty badass. but ultimately, in the end, it turns out Bri has a copy of this scroll as well. So the it would seem that this this myth is true, or at least has some truth to it. So they might be f***ed.
Or there might be an even easier way to defeat some of the magic horrors.
Yeah, there may be something. But he did say that that dude's head was buried in that city somewhere. And then so it does beg the question, well, was he lying or was he telling the truth at that point, you know? Mm-hmm. So sometimes there's a little bit of truth even in the best of lies. So, man, good stuff.
It was okay.
And it looks like next week we're getting more into Ryuga's backstory, finally.
Yay. This episode is kind of like a waste of time to me.
It was kind of fillery compared to some of the recent stuff.
I mean, it was kind of
episode or Garo?
Garo.
It was kind of talky, but I thought it was fun.
It just seemed like it was just kind of just spinning in circles to fill up 20 minutes with not even that captivating of a plot for a filler episode.
I think ultimately it'll depend on how much of it pans out. You know, I can see your point, though. I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you.
Yeah, they're setting up the elements for the final story arc, and basically they had to build an episode around one point.
I think you're kind of feeling like I felt with the last episode, too, like a little bit of carryover for that. So, you know, I think, again, it comes down to how much of this actually pans out to be important or not. So, I didn't dislike it, though. So,
it was entertaining enough.
Yeah.
Except they used the weird directing style again this week.
Yeah.
First person view.
Yeah, all those point of view shots. Which,
gets kind of irritating.
Kind of, and it's just kind of jarring from how most of the episodes don't have that. You know,
yeah,
I would like
consistency would be nice.
I would like to know why someone's choosing to shoot these episodes that way. Like, I want to understand what they're thinking when they say, okay, look right at the camera and talk.
Yeah.
That's all I'm asking for here. I just want some understanding as to the intent there. So, shall we take a break?
Why not?
Sure.
Why the hell not?
And then it's time for Special Buster.
Yay!
Now, when you say special...
Superhero Time, the internet's best tokusatsu podcast about Pokemon, Star Trek, Transformers, and your mom. It's time now for another Dynaman moment.
Your wheels are real cherry.
That's just like Dyna Pink. Oh, you bet.
How could you know?
Oh, kids.
How fast does she go?
Pretty fast from what I've heard.
We're not just talking about the motorcycle.
That's not very nice.
Cut it out, you knuckleheads. Well, I'm gonna try this baby out.
Don't fall! Don't fall! Don't worry, Doc, I'm much too good looking.
It's time for Power Playback. Look for Power Playback every Friday on Twitter at superhero_time.
So, it's time for Power Playback.
Yep.
All right, Mickey spoke first, so you're on.
Hooray!
All right.
What are we doing this week again?
Go Buster returns, finally.
Versus the Bestial Battery Go Busters.
Mm-hmm. Booze up for Buster.
So it's the last night of the year, and the gang is all hanging out down at the local art museum, waiting for Vigo to come and take his rightful throne. Well, they're talking about an evil master coming or something to destroy everything. It has to be Vigo if it's happening on New Year's.
Yes.
Anyway, the prophecy comes true, and a monster shows up and just slaughters the f*** out of everyone. The end.
Not just a monster. That's the angel of f***ing death.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
So, the show ends on a dark note with everyone dead.
It's very unique.
Yeah, it's about what we come to expect from Ghostbusters of being, you know, too dark for anyone to possibly enjoy. But, up in heaven... Nick has the fortune of being the 1,000,000th person to die.
Right.
Right
after Jay.
I'm not quite certain.
Kind
Japan
of odd.
Is a strong
Does he even
grasp.
Count as a person? He's made of metal.
Does Japan understand how many people die?
I'd say maybe it just means Japanese people, but I still think 1,000,000 is a little low for a year.
You think?
And if just 1,000,000 Japanese people died every year, wouldn't they all be gone by now?
One would think. But there to deliver him the news that he's the 1,000,000th person to die is God. And God looks fabulous.
And clearly he's been hanging out with Yoshiko's Buddha.
Clearly.
Right?
No, it's just his messiah complex.
So, his glasses, they've got kanji on them instead of techno scribbling.
It says God.
Yes. That's from, I recognize it from Dragon Ball. Anyway, so he grants Nick a wish, and so Nick wishes for him to kill the monster.
No, no.
First, Jay pops up and wants to wish for Enertron.
He wants Enertron. Get Enertron.
Because Jay is Jay.
I am Jay, and I have a problem.
But Nick, being the cheerful person that he is, he wishes for murder. And God kind of balks at that. I mean, he could, but it sends an off-key message. That's more something that his followers do. So instead, Nick asked to be sent back in time with Jay. He asked for the event that happened 13 years ago to have never happened. And so he and Jay get to go back to the altered reality, where Biff Tannen rules the world with an iron fist. So Nick wakes up at home on the day of the first episode of GoBusters, and Hiromu's parents are there, and he's about to go start his teaching job. Okay.
Which is weird.
I'm not really quite certain where they got that plot thread from, but okay, whatever. Alternate reality. On his way to work, he almost commits vehicular homicide when he runs over Yoko. And thankfully, she's too stupid to know that she's hurt.
She's too mad to know that she's hurt.
Well, she's stupid, too, as well.
Right.
Anyway, so...
But even in alternate realities, Yoko and Hiromu are destined to hate each other.
To hate each other to... Yes. To... Yes. With f***ing.
So at school, Hiromu meets basically the entire cast. Yoko is a student.
Yuji still isn't an engineer.
Yeah, no. He's a PA teacher.
And he's like totally a dude, bro. It's awesome.
Let's see.
Winky Coffee is the principal.
And Jin is there, but the only way they have to make him look 13 years older is to plaster fake hair on his chin.
And he smells.
And the desk bunnies are there in the exact same job, so they didn't get much of an upgrade.
And Jay is Jay.
In every reality, Jay is Jay.
I am myself.
I am me. There is no problem.
Yes, Nick is quite alarmed by all these changes. Jay does not give a shit.
Mm-mm.
Jay wants Enertron.
I don't have a clue as to what happens next.
That's when the things start attacking. Well, first it's peaceful for a little while, and then Usada and Gorosaki are there, but they don't have minds of their own in this universe.
Right, this universe. So, I guess the Vagrus attack the school for reasons?
No, not the Vagrus anymore. They're the new Machine Empire again.
That's awesome.
And so the school's under attack.
Escape in a silly hat.
No, that's not escape.
It's not?
Right, it's Transistor. No implications there at all, I'm sure.
Mm-mm.
All right, they evacuate the school because it's under attack for reasons. And our core cast all huddles together in the teacher's lounge, I guess. I don't know. Which then suddenly plummets through the earth into their secret base.
Yes.
Passing by a few interesting locations along the way.
And then they're back in the same base as before, but with a few cosmetic differences.
Mm-hmm.
Including the commander's uniform.
Yeah, he's a little more authoritative looking now.
This is where this totally gets awesome.
So Commander Winky Hitler is in charge.
Sure.
And Jin is now a cowboy. Because, sure.
Because Jin.
And they quickly bring the team up to speed by saying, hey, you're now going to fight. And they're like, okay, sure.
Then they give them their transformation devices and they become the Beast Battery Go Busters. Complete with new morphing sequences. And slightly different suit designs for everybody but Jay.
Mm-hmm.
That's because Jay is still using his original transformation device.
No, it's because Jay is Jay. There is only one Jay.
As we find out later in this movie.
Specifically, yeah. Jay is juice drinker.
And, of course, they go out to fight the New Machine Empire. And, of course, just rush out off-camera, not going into the transport chutes.
Well, because they have beast powers now. They can do that. And so now they act like a traditional Sentai team all of a sudden.
And by traditional...
You mean Sun Vulcan.
They're going to confront this Machine Empire with bestiality.
And this one is so awesome, like, about this entire sequence, because... And just, it is, to me, the biggest flipping the bird to all the people that were like, Go Busters isn't Sentai enough, it's too different, it's dark, blue. Like, oh really? Is this what you wanted it to be then?
And they even get a new theme song.
Oh god.
I think this is almost the nightmare everyone envisioned when they said Go Busters was going to be retooled.
Yeah, it's almost like it was going to turn into this.
Unflying Dove.
Oh, God.
Then they have the new finishing move with the Go Buster Ball.
Perfect.
But unfortunately, it does not turn into a dump truck.
Frontless Cabbage.
And then we go through, apparently, an entire season of the Bestial Batteries.
Which is great.
Yes.
Oh, my God. In which some cameos appear.
Oh, and Go Buster O becomes Go Buster Animal.
God. And has the best control room. Cockpit. Yes.
The cockpit.
They finally get a shared cockpit.
Oh, my God.
With flamingos. Yes. Why are there flamingos?
Why not?
Yeah, exactly. Why not?
Because it's the Serengeti.
They help control it.
What the f*** do flamingos have to do with the Serengeti?
Exactly.
Oh. You know what's really painful about this is I'm watching this and I'm... And
we get a Jetman episode.
Yeah, totally. But I'm watching this.
So what's
going...
really painful about this is that you start to tell your story and then Fort Max interrupts you with a completely unrelated factoid.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm watching this and I'm thinking, damn, this does look a lot like Kuroger. Damn. That's unfortunate. Anyway, Mickey. We've stolen it from him.
Hell if I know where we're at. Where were we at?
We were going through the season now.
That's so. Right. As Fort Max said, helpfully, there was the Jetman episode.
And where there was the love triangle. Hippopotamus Buster.
Hippopotamus Buster. Brilliant.
And then he dies tragically, of course.
That's a stream!
No, Green Hippo! It doesn't have the same ring as Yellow 4, though.
Yeah.
But, oh my god, the overacting.
That was brilliant.
We kind of overpassed the one part towards the beginning where the guy came up to Nick and asked for directions.
Oh, so, yeah.
There's Pink Buster shows up again. That was fun. But then it's time for the best Buster of all.
Oh my
Hitler
god.
Buster.
Hitler Buster.
black puma and his weird belt vegetables.
God.
I
want. Not a vegetable. Can we get the figure art of that? Like, can we?
You didn't even get Jay, damn it.
Yeah, but I would settle just because most of that body exists.
You really have to do is just buy a figure that's red and spray paint the whole thing black and a white scarf.
Yeah.
And vegetables.
Would you get a scarf in scale for that, though?
Yeah.
Cut a piece of cloth.
That seems like it would be something really easy to put out.
There are also a gazillion riders with scarves, so.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, it could be kit bash, but I would just like to see like an official version of that. It would be hilarious. They won't make it, but, you know.
And they could do Green Hippo while they were at it, since it's just...
Ooh. Maybe they were waiting for this new figure art body to do the rest of the GoBusters. No, probably not.
So, next thing you know, it's New Year's Eve again, and the Angel of Death is back.
Yeah. It's awesome. They go through all of that bullshit. And Nick's brilliant plan here was like, well, maybe if we just undo what happened 13 years ago, we come all the way back around, he forgets that the thing that caused the actual problem was the Angel of Death coming. So it's basically just like, oh, we're again, huh?
Brilliant. Exactly. I mean, totally, because it turns out they all die in the exact same order once again.
And it turns out he's the millionth again. Right after Jay.
Jay in the afterlife for the low price of $99.99999.
Is that a reboot reference?
Yes.
There was nice. was it the earlier line when Jay jumped in with the group and did, or was it?
Yeah, it was in their first time out together.
Yeah,
how did he know how to do that?
Yeah, that was the best part. Yeah. That was a great line because he jumps in right in the middle of their whole sequence and just does the full thing. And Nick's like, how does he know how to do that? Like, that's just what.
But
then
so
there's
great
another great
movie.
Part coming up.
Yes. So of course, Nick has a new plan. We'll make a Versus movie.
God.
Didn't we just see this?
Mm. And Nick, of course, has to draw it out so everyone will understand it.
Oh. Put both universes together, and then they can team up to fight the thing.
So Nick is sure that the 10 people will be enough to beat the Angel of Death, but unfortunately, he miscounted.
Right, because there's only one J.
There is a less. Only one me.
Oh. Now, so here comes the best
part. I have Miss J.
We'll skip ahead to this best part here where it's like, okay, we get both teams together. And they both, like, do... Well, of course there's, like, introductions or whatever between them. And then they go to do their transformation sequence. So Jay does the transformation sequence with one team and then runs over.
Well, the roll call.
Yeah, the roll call. And then runs over.
Yes.
Just in time to do the roll call with the other group. Yes. Oh. Oh, it is so brilliant. I mean, it's very meta. But I give it to him, man, because it is hilarious.
Jay loves it, too.
Oh, man, he's eating it up, you know. Oh,
well,
God.
Drinking it up, technically.
Well, I mean, think about it. He's getting two teams' worth of attention now.
Yeah, totally. What?
How could he do better?
Three teams.
Or there's even more people trying to take the spotlight away from him.
Mm. No, you got it backwards, Mickey. There's more people to take the spotlight away from.
Yes, exactly. Because he still
stand
does
in front of two gins.
Yeah, and he stands in front of Nick as well at some point.
Yeah, he's got eight people now to stand in front of.
Oh, God. Jay is the best character ever. He should be in every Sentai movie from here on out.
But you know the mistake they made with the team-up part? They didn't bring in Green Hippo or Black Puma. Or, you know, Pink Buster.
Yeah. Yeah, that would have been...
Well, Green Hippo's dead.
Well,
yeah, they couldn't do that.
How? No, that doesn't even make a difference. I mean...
It's New Year's. He's dead by now.
Yeah, it's the same time for each of them, I think, was the whole thing.
Nick
well,
and
maybe
Jay
they could use Burning Justice or something and bring him back for...
Nick and Jay got brought back twice. You're telling me they can't bring Green Hippo back for 5 minutes before he ceases to exist?
Hmm. Look, maybe if he was the most powerful demon in all of hell, they'd be able to, but he isn't.
Well, we don't know that he isn't. Nobody ever, you know, applied that test.
He's not Abare Killer.
He might be the Abare Killer of the Beast Squadron Go Busters universe. We don't know, is the thing.
I think we do know, because if he was, he would have been there. But since he wasn't... Then
well, no, that's
not...
what I'm saying, though. Shit. Nobody applied that test. Nobody set up the ceremony to
you
draw
don't
out
know.
The most
you
powerful...
You don't know that they didn't. It may have happened off camera. By virtue of him not being there...
How many episodes of this series did we not see?
Yeah.
Well, and that's the point, too. They all did... They all did. Because Abare Killer came back as the most powerful person in hell during the next series versus movie, and everybody died before they could get to that point to prove whether he's the most powerful person in hell or not. So that actually makes sense.
I still can.
Maybe he's the most powerful person in the power chamber in the basement.
No, I think he's the most powerful person in the sound in the gun.
Mucho, mucho.
Wrong gun.
Although that would be funny too.
Well, yeah.
It'd be great. Take a trigger magnum, rip all the guts out of it, put the Gab revolver guts into it, and you know, give
and
it
then you'll be having
you.
A gun that shoots Kiru Violet at him.
When you put in the trigger that memory for maximum awesome. Drive.
So anyway, the Bestial Busters can apparently summon their weapons and Zords from across the alternate dimension.
Totally.
You're paying too much attention.
It's a versus movie. They can do that.
Where else are they going to come from?
The basement. Ein versus movies, you've had teams use mecha that were destroyed previously.
Totally.
See, now, I like how they did it.
You can have Gold Rangers come back from the dead with no explanation at all.
What?
Jin? He's alive?
This takes place before the end of the series.
This was, like, right before the end of Go Busters.
Oh, is it not way after?
No, this is like during episode 40 something.
Yeah.
I was another person that's just like a year
this
later.
Happens during the New Year's during the series.
Yeah, because remember in that episode they had the whole episode where they all dressed up and like happy anniversary or happy New Year's or whatever. Yeah.
I remember that, but I thought this was the next New Year's.
No.
Same
because otherwise Masada would be Jenga'd.
Right.
That's why I was confused.
Yeah, well I can understand that.
Yeah, we figured that out.
I assumed it was just being hand-waved.
No.
But no, the thing I liked best was Go-Go 5 versus Time Ranger, where they used the time hole in the Time Force Megazord's chest to draw out the lost Zords from the previous series.
That works.
That
you said and then nearly hole. Collapsed the universe doing it.
Of course, Mega Ranger versus Car Ranger just had the Car Ranger mechs in perfect condition because...
Well, obviously, if you have
car
classic,
Ranger is insane.
No, if you have classic cars and they get wrecked, you're going to spend time restoring them afterward. A good car is never wrecked; you can always rebuild it, especially when you have car magic or whatever the.
Yeah, car magic.
Car magic solves all problems.
Car magic is that thing that Don has when his white van.
Wouldn't that be van magic?
No, it's still car magic.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, they finally win against the Angel of Death. And they all do the group handshake, but Jay, of course, steps up and says, I must commend myself.
No. Well, and then the really cool part is how nonchalant the Beast Battery Go-Busters are, because they're like, well, I guess, since, he didn't die, then we'll just vanish. Oh, well.
Right, because he technically never made the wish now, so we will cease to exist.
Huh. And that's their response. Huh.
Without changing out of their morph state so they don't have to show the actors side by side.
Yeah, totally. They, like, definitely saved themselves from production value there.
Of course, you know the worst part of this? That means within the space of, like, 6 weeks, two of Masato died basically the same way, twice.
Right. Oh.
You know, Masato's standing there. Masato's standing there, probably watching the other Masato fade away. He's like, "Oh well."
Yeah.
Actually, didn't he kind of die four times?
Yes.
Counting this whole episode, yes.
Actually, counting this episode, wouldn't it sort of be five?
I think so, because he died twice in this episode.
Movie. No, three times.
Oh, yeah, he died
there
three times.
There was real Jin first time, alternate Jin first time, and now alternate Jin again.
Right. But is it really dying if you cease to existence?
Yes.
People die when they are killed. That's how it works.
Right.
He dies when he's no longer alive.
But the point is, they're dead now, so the Go Busters go out to lunch.
Totally. Lunch! That was weird.
I think they're a little bit jaded by this point.
Maybe just a little. Well, no, I think they were relieved because it's creepy to have duplicates of yourselves that are such hams.
Yeah, they're like, man, I'm sure glad we didn't get retooled into that. Our show would have sucked if
like that. This was like retool ideas they had and ultimately did not use.
No, I still think that this is just like, I mean,
this is just a f*** you to probably Toei and to the Toei higher ups and Bandai and
all the people that were like, oh, this is not Sentai enough, you know. Like, really? Really? This is what you wanted? Is this what you wanted us to look like? And they're like,
we're gonna be awesome anyway. So.
And then so they made Kurojir, and it's like, yeah, that is what they wanted it to look like. And apparently it's going well, so.
Though I do like the end credits of this with the Buddy Roids in their suit actors.
No, those are the voice actors.
Oh, my mistake.
Because if it was the suit actors, who would be in the suits?
Right,
the voice actors.
Especially Green. I'm not Yoko. What am I doing here?
So that was that, and that was good.
God, it was fun. I miss GoBusters. We got one more.
I miss Jay.
We have one more?
One more GoBusters.
Superhero Tyson Z.
No, well, versus Kyuryuger.
But we got the voice versus movie, yeah.
Voices.
Yes,
voices movie. We got GoBusters, the voices movie.
GoBusters voices Kyuryuger. Yes. Wherein the GoBusters provide the voices of the Kyuryugers.
Wherein the GoBusters are like, what the f*** is wrong with you guys?
Just like the rest of us.
I still like it. Wow, wow! Wow, 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 wow.
So what should we do next week?
Well, are we doing the thing?
What?
No.
Thing?
No? Okay. XV had a thing that he was talking about.
Nobody's interested.
Oh.
Obviously.
I was willing to subject myself to it, but okay.
That's the sad part. The thing on the mailing list.
Oh, I haven't checked my email in a while.
Well, see, maybe he's into it. Maybe he'll override it.
Probably not.
I think he gets like 5 votes. I mean, mostly because he's a pain in the ass and like doesn't like anything, but
I'm pretty great.
Hell, you're no Jay.
Okay, well then I guess we have to pick something else. Let's do something really old. Let's do Super 1. No? Or Skyrider or Stronger. Stronger?
We've done Skyrider and Stronger, but Super 1 could be possible. If it's sub, that is.
There are 5 episodes.
It's in progress. It's not done.
Okay, pick one.
I mean, it's power playback, if nothing else.
Yeah, but I'm liking this. We're down a series. It'd be nice if we could do.
Okay, but JD, look at it this way. Let me get the recorder up. You know, we had 1 weekly to talk about and a power playback, and we're already like at an hour and a half.
Yeah, it's because we're
That's f-ing. Also because the power playback was an hour and a half.
No, it wasn't.
Just felt like it took forever.
Mm-hmm.
But how long was the episode anyway?
An hour.
And, you know, in our usual style, we still covered it in about 20 minutes.
Yeah. Hmm. Okay. Okay.
Our really in-depth approach.
Oh, shit. We should be doing some Rescue Fire or Ryu Kendo or some shit.
No, not Ryu
Kendo. We've done Ryu Kendo a couple of times.
But we keep talking about doing lots of it.
No, let's not do lots of it. We'll do the Super 1.
Yeah, the problem with Ryu Kendo, Rescue Force, Rescue Fire is that they are painful to watch.
Super 1.
It's painful to watch in the same way like eating Sour Patch Kids is painful, where it's like it hurts, but it's still so delicious you can't stop.
No, that's not really the way I would describe it, but okay. Yeah.
See, what we need is something that's just long to fill the time between now and when Gaim starts.
Which we still haven't seen, damn it.
Decade?
Well, I suggested Decade in the World of Blade, but of course nobody wants to do what I suggest.
I could go for that. The Blade episodes weren't bad. They were kind of fun, actually. Do both of them? Do the two-part?
Well, there's not much sense in just doing the one part, is there?
Let's just do double again. Double's good.
I can't disagree with that either. But what part of double?
We could try giving Evan's Ghost Tornado. Danger another... We could give Ghost Danger another chance.
Start from episode one.
Didn't we do episode one?
Let's start from Begins Night.
We did Begins Night!
Yeah, I'm saying let's rewatch this shit.
Besides, Begins Night, besides the one little part at the beginning, takes place mostly in the middle of the series, doesn't it?
Well, sure, if you want to be truthful about it.
And isn't that what a detective tries to find out? The truth?
Ooh, let's do... No, never mind. I don't know.
Well, the rest is just a bonus.
I like the Blade thing. Let's do Decayed Blade World.
Which episode?
Now, is this Power Playback or is it something
both
else?
Both episodes for Power Playback.
No, we're doing Super 1 for Power Playback. This was already decided. Super 1's the one with the tassels, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we're doing Super 1 for Power Playback.
All right, which episode?
Well, there's only 5 sub. Does it really matter?
Do the first 2. One, then.
Yeah, we'll do episode 2.
Do episode 2?
Yes. Skip
the first. Just so they don't watch 1.
And okay. Decade's Blade episodes are 8 to 9.
Okay, so we'll do episode 8 of Decade at some point.
Okay.
But not 9. Ever.
Okay. Not a 9 ever. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Don't have to watch episode 8 of Decade for next week?
No, we're not doing Decade next week. We're doing Super 1 next week. Why is this so complicated?
I don't know. I didn't realize we had picked Super 1.
I thought we were picking 2 shows, not just 1.
Kaku Ranger.
Jack.
Is the Kaku Ranger episode where it's about the storyteller subbed yet?
No.
Then we're not doing it!
Yeah, we have to keep saying that every week.
How much longer will it take to sub that episode?
Okay, you want 2 power playbacks for next week? To fill in for a weekly?
Why not?
I thought that's what the plan was.
Fine, we'll go back to... We'll go back to my idea.
Which was?
The thing on the mailing list!
I didn't read that.
Which thing in the mailing list?
Brain exploding.
Fort Max, nobody even uses the mailing list anymore. It's the only thing there.
Wow.
I don't like that idea.
See if you would explode anymore.
God,
we shouldn't do that.
I thought it sounded interesting, but okay.
I don't care.
Yeah, I figured that.
Okay, so if we're going to do the thing on the mailing list, I'm not going to reveal what the episode is because the whole thing has to be built up in the introduction to it the first time we do it.
So you're going to tell us what it is when we start recording?
No, I'll put it out in the mailing list if somebody will ever read it.
I read it all the time.
Well, I mean, it's not my fault it goes straight into my trash folder.
Isn't it?
It's okay, Mickey. I'll catch you up on Twitter.
I don't understand why people even have email anymore with Twitter.
Because emails can be more than 140 characters.
But should they be? Rarely.
No, probably not.
Sometimes.
If they need to be longer, that's what Skype is for.
But then you have to talk to people.
By typing, which is what an email is anyway.
Mickey, let me ask you this. Over the last 3.5 years, what has Skype actually done good for you?
Well, I got to share that picture of the first appearance of Kamen Rider Birth.
It's pretty funny.
Well, yeah. But I'm just saying, hasn't Skype delivered on a weekly basis to you unbelievable suffering, boredom, and, you know, apathy?
True.
Yeah. Email's never done that for you.
I wouldn't say that.
No?
No.
I mean, I know.
If the emails you sent were exciting, I would read them.
This is the most pathetic episode ever.
Yeah, it's not very good.
F*** you, Ken.
Yeah, really. If Ken was here, this episode would be great.
Ken, you know.
We have no one to beat up on when Ken isn't here.
We used to beat up on Fort Max. Whatever happened to that?
Ken.
Ken. Yeah. Ken made beating up Fort Max not fun anymore.
So it isn't that you ruined the show, JD. It's that Ken ruined everything.
Yeah, basically.
He took away our joy in beating up on Fort Max.
He took away our ability to blame JD.
No, because JD came after Ken.
Right.
We didn't start
blaming...
And I thought
we always blamed me before anyway.
Yeah.
But we have been blaming JD recently. Because of Giga. Ken has taken that away from us, too.
Damn it, Ken.
You know.
Ken, why do you have to ruin our fun? I thought I was the one who was supposed to be destroying happiness.
And you're not even here, and you're still destroying it.
Apparently, Ken is just really good at his job.
Groceries?
I thought we established his job was destroying our happiness.
Oh.
Which he's accomplishing while he's not even here. See? But anyway, so Power Playback next week will be episode 2 of Super 1.
Okay. Just to be contrary and confusing. Super 1, episode 2. What? No.
Yes.
Super 1, 2.
Super 1, comma, 2.
That reminds me, I need to put a different fist on that figure. Anyway. What? I'm going to go watch Core War after this.
Yeah.
So yeah, Super 1 for Power Playback, and then another new segment next week.
Excellent. Oh.
It'll be a horrible disaster.
Just like this week.
There will be.
But new.
Damn it, Ken.
Actually, it seems to me that every time Ken isn't here, we start blaming him for everything. Why don't we ever do that when he's actually here?
It's not as funny.
Wouldn't it be,
because
though?
Yeah, he kind of takes it. Here, he's not, like, here to make it unfun.
Maybe we just need to try harder when he's here.
Yeah. Well, he won't let
so
us make...
So, first person to make him cry next week gets cake?
That's easy.
He won't be here next week.
He won't be here next week either. Damn it.
I don't think so.
What's up with that? He's on Twitter.
Well, that just makes it more of a challenge to make him cry through Twitter.
Well, I mean, look at it this
How
way.
We won.
You know, we can ruin things for Wingus. We can destroy other podcasts. It shouldn't be that much of a challenge to make Ken cry.
This can be done. Okay.
The question will be, will he remember to say the line?
Yeah.
JD, you know what I'm talking about.
Hate you all?
No, because if we try to make him cry...
His strength will make us cry?
Oh! Do you see any tears?
Thank you. I thought you'd pick up on that a lot faster.
I thought I should have too.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the show for this week. I'd say I'm sorry, but I'd be lying.
Yep.
And I say go out and see Pacific Rim again.
I can't wait. Thursday.
I say go see Grown Ups 2 instead.
No.
I say you're a hateful cunt.
You've been listening to Superhero Time. Go to tokupodcast.com for show notes and to listen to previous episodes. Find us on iTunes or download our Android app at tfradio.net/android. Follow us on Twitter for show updates, weekly power playback, and more at superhero_time. Superhero Time is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Copyright 2013.
Okay, but seriously, is anybody interested in doing the Pacific Rim thing when I'm not here?
I am.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mickey, I assume you would be sitting out that week too, for lack of interest.
Well, I probably won't be seeing Pacific Rim, so.
Why don't you take that week off? We could get a substitute.
No, I need you here.
I know.
No, JD, it'll be fine because we're gonna try to. We're gonna try to get Gigaby on that
but
week.
There ain't no way I'm ever gonna love you. What, Gigaby? Okay.
I still want Dan to do the fanfic readings, but I don't think he's going to.
God, it's 2 hours long. Damn it! I was really wanting to watch that tonight.
Oh yeah, we need to remind him about that fanfic thing. That's a thing that needs to happen.
That is the thing that needs to happen. Can I go now?
Mickey, start bugging him on Twitter about it.
I'm already on that.
Thank you. I knew I could count on you. So how long do you think we can keep JD here before he says f*** it and just leaves? Well, I expected that as soon as I started saying it, so.
There you go.
Superhero Time. 次回もお楽しみに。
You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.